to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you are beginning with boxing again.
Kim, our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta, has been taking a look at some of the boxing highlights and lowlights of 2015. And Namdi joins us again on the Sunny Side of Sports. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sunny.
Namdi, let's go to Russia now, where a former world champion, great boxer in his prime, Roy Jones Jr., gets into the ring at the age of 46. And this was not good, Namdi. What happened? How about some details?
Sonny, wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. For a Hall of Famer to get knocked out cold, Sonny. This is from a guy, Enzo Macarinelli from the UK, a guy that could barely fight. Big, massive right hand, uppercut. You see Roy Jones tumbling all over the canvas with jello legs, man. It was really scary. You wonder why is he still fighting at the age of 46.
Well, why is he still fighting, Namdi? Doesn't he make decent money as a boxing commentator?
As a HBO boxing commentator, Sonny, this card pulls in more than $200,000 a year. He didn't really blow all the money he made. Why is he fighting? Has to do with his ego. And everybody's begging him now to stop, to stop. He won't stop. He's like an African politician. They don't know when to leave.
Now, what about this dual citizenship, Namdi? I know is it just a farce or what?
He's a smart businessman. He's a good friend of Putin, you know. And Putin sitting there watching him get knocked out cold. I mean, he might want to take back the citizenship, you know.
I got to believe the way that fight ended, though, Namdi. Roy must be thinking there's got to be a better way to make a few bucks.
No, he won't quit. Sonny, he won't quit. You know, okay, he puts down those fights in Russia because in America here, nobody will go see those fights. It means nothing. That's why he got the Russian citizenship. He gets all the tax breaks, you know. He's a promoter. He handpicks these guys. But suddenly, a dead man from the grave just banks you out. And that was it. Not only knocking you out cold, you know. So nobody expected this to happen. But this is fight. This is the fight game. That's why it's called the sweet science. This thing happened. This is not wrestling. You can get killed in the ring.
Namdi, one of the most eagerly awaited fights of 2015, Manny Pacquiao, the Filipino star, against Floyd Mayweather from the United States. A letdown in many respects. Mayweather won a unanimous decision. Looking back on that fight in May, Namdi, what did you think?
It was a bad fight for the game, you know. The fight destroyed the pay-per-view. That fight brought in more than $500 million, Sonny, and everybody went to the bank, but the fans really got ripped off. It's going to take a long time for the fans to come back to putting up money for pay-per-view fight. And now Manny Pacquiao is still sitting around waiting for Money Mayweather to give him a rematch. We don't know.
Floyd Mayweather, 49-0 with that victory over Pac-Man Namdi. Will he fight again in 2016 and get that 50th victory?
He's a smart businessman. He knows. He's waiting on us, you know. He knows we're gonna miss him. You know, he knows we're gonna demand for him to come back, because the 49-0 doesn't really make it. 50-0 will make it, and everybody will pay to see the rematch. So he's just making everybody wait, going around the globe, enjoying his money. People will then demand, say, we want to see a rematch with Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. And then Floyd will come out and say, yes, you asked for it. I will do it now.
Namdi, I remember in one of our recent boxing chats, you said a next Mayweather fight could be linked with the opening of a new casino in Vegas. Any updates on that?
Well, this is a brand new MGM Grand Arena at the casino. And this is due to open in May. On the other hand, Manny Pacquiao is a politician. The election season is coming up in the Philippines. We don't know what's going to happen, but we still feel there's a good chance this fight will happen with Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao for the number two, and it will be at the MGM, like the new arena.
Another big fight in 2015, Namdi, Canelo Saul Alvarez from Mexico against Miguel Cotto from Puerto Rico. Canelo won that fight. Let's look back on that bout, Namdi. What were the pay-per-view numbers?
Well, Sonny, the projection was for 1.5 million baht. The final numbers came in. It was 900,000, with a total of $57 million just for pay-per-view alone. When you add the closed circuits, foreign TV rights, live gate, you're looking at a fire that will have that will total on the table 80 million plus. Good numbers, though. I mean, but yeah, and I think Canelo now is the grand poobah of boxing.
Canelo, the grand poobah. What is next for him in 2016, Namdi?
Well, they just made this deal with the WBC and the promoters. They're not going into the fight with Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, right away. There will be an interim bout, which Canelo will have in May, and Triple G will head to Monaco for his interim bout, and then come back for the huge build-up in the fall of 2016 after the Olympics for the big, big mega fight.
Where would that big, big mega fight be held, Namdi? Vegas?
Well, they're talking about Las Vegas, which is a casino that will guarantee the money. They're talking about the Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Dallas, and they're talking about Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. When you look at Dallas Cowboys Stadium, you're looking at 100,000 plus. LA, you're looking at the Coliseum, you're looking at 100,000 plus. At the casino, well, you know, the whole city will make money. So it looks like more like the casino, because then the casino and all the other casinos will make good money. So, and the tax break in Nevada is much better than Texas and California.
I know it's early, Namdi. Looking at Canelo Triple G, how do you see that fight going?
I'm a big fan of both guys, and both guys can fight. And I believe Canelo is younger. The question becomes, will Canelo make Triple G come down to 155 pounds, which is a catch weight, which is not the 160 pounds for the middleweight fight? If Canelo is able to bring Triple G to come down to 155, I think Canelo will have the edge. Young, strong, is a power puncher, and I think Canelo can knock out Triple G. Triple G is okay, but it's all hype. It's for the whole bunch of dead guys.
Namdi, are there any other big fights that we can look forward to in 2016?
Right now, we look at what will bring eyeballs. We look at who will pull the gates. This fight, Canelo, Triple G, and of course Tyson Fury with my homeboy, Anthony Joshua, and maybe David Haye coming back. The heavyweight division is the engine right now. The heavyweight division is where the action is, and the middleweight division. So these are the fights we're looking at. Any other fights, they are okay there, but they are not on the level of pay-per-view or global fights.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Galala. Great show, bro.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. As I reported on Thursday's show, veteran American soccer star Abby Wambach made her 255th and final international appearance for the world champion USA this week. Abby's fond farewell was spoiled a bit, though, by a 1-0 loss to China in a friendly match played in the southern U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana. At the post-match press conference, the 35-year-old Wambach had this to say.
I love my teammates for wanting to give me the send-off that we all kind of quote-unquote envisioned, but I think it's kind of symbolic, right? I get 70 minutes, and we don't score a goal. For me, it's like, okay, it's time to step away. The symbolism in it for me is amazing. And I know everybody is going to be like, oh, gosh. Everybody in the locker room, like, they're just like, I'm so sorry, you know. And I'm like, there's nothing to be sorry about. You know, today wasn't about getting a result. It was about celebrating not just my career, but the chances that I've had with all my other teammates and the time that I've spent with them. And I think everything kind of just hit me that, you know, this was the last time I'd be taking the jersey off. You know, this is the last time I'd be hanging out with my teammates in the locker room. and they're all happy tears. You know, it's, I'm not questioning whether I should retire or not. I know that my career has come full circle. I feel very complete about it. And the future of this team is so bright.
Abby Wambach steps away from the world champion U.S. Women's National Soccer Team as world football's all-time leading scorer, male or female, with 184 goals. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Let me give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Antoine Kamwenyi, who wished me a happy Friday on Facebook. And Antoine says he listens to the Sunny Side of Sports in Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. I took a peek at Antoine's Facebook page, and I can tell you he's a student in the Congolese capital. Thanks for listening, Antoine. Austin Njoku sent me another Facebook message from Abuja, Nigeria. Austin says, it's good to hear Nnamdi Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, on the program again this week. Austin says he always enjoys Nnamdi's verbal jabs. Fidelis Olorunmo also writes from Abuja. Fidelis says he listens to the Sunny Side of Sports on Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, and he always enjoys the sporty analysis and banter. On that note, it was great to see Dr. Larry Zamajay and my friends at Brilla FM in Lagos in October. In addition to Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has Brilla FM stations in Kaduna and Onitsha in Nigeria. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sun.